This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1323. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 25th, hence that Slovakia and Serbia could resume shortwave. New Ham countries, Montenegro and Swains Island. Soon leaving shortwave, Armenia. Reducing shortwave services, Japan and Australia. Perhaps increasing, Angola. A visit to WRNO, RCI's Harmonica Music, and the Propagation Outlook. You'll recall that Radio Slovakia International had to turn off its shortwave service at the end of June. Now there may be some hope for returning, but let's not count on it yet. Swapan Chakraborty in India subscribes to their English news service online, and one of the items on July 21st said Culture Minister Marek Moderitz, speaking at a news conference in Bratislava after meeting President Ivan Gasparovic, said that foreign broadcasting is very important and he wants shortwave broadcasting to restart. But no timescale was announced. This was part of a larger discussion about the financing of Slovak broadcasting. At Media Network, Andy Sennett comments, restoring RSI to shortwave is easy in theory, but the station made half of its producers redundant at the end of June, and others left out of sheer disgust at the situation. It's possible if the government acts quickly, some of them may be enticed to return, but there could be a lot of political dithering over the details of the state contributions. The problem for RSI is that the issues to be considered are far broader in scope than simply international broadcasting. Moderitz wants to see changes in the way public broadcasters are governed, and that requires changes in the media law. Unless a special emergency arrangement can be found to provide funding for RSI while the debate goes on, it's likely to be quite a while, maybe sometime next year before shortwave broadcasts resume. Missing from shortwave even longer and recently reported to be under the gun for possible abolition, Radio Serbia. But now Christopher Lewis in England tells DX Listening Digest, I learned in a recent telephone conversation with an individual in Belgrade that the transmitter site had been temporarily closed for maintenance. I was told transmissions could return in August. Necessary work is being carried out on the shortwave transmitters, which of course are not in Serbia at all, but just over the border in B&H. From OPDX, via John Norfolk, we have more news about Montenegro, not only as a country, but a radio country for amateur operators. A multi-site is being set up on the Adriatic coast for an international DX festival, beginning July 20th and running until August 13th, with a call sign Figure 4, letter Oscar, Figure 3, November Tango. Many hams from all over Europe have converged on Montenegro to participate in putting it on the air as its own radio country. I'll just mention a few of the SSB suggested frequencies. 21290, 18145, 14190, and 7055. And there's a second group in the capital of Podgorica, active July 20th to August 15th, using the call sign Yankee Uniform 6 Alpha Oscar. The corresponding SSB frequencies suggested for that are 21250, 18130, 14250 or 14232, and 7080. Voice of Armenia announced in its German broadcasts on July 16th, 17th, and 18th that it would soon leave shortwave. As monitored by Paul Gagger in Austria, reporting to the ADX list in German, and sent on to us by Kai Ludwig. But they would continue only on Internet. We can only assume, but we haven't had it confirmed, that this also applies to their English-language broadcasts. The main frequency for that is now 9960, Monday through Saturday at 1910 to 1930. If you want to hear them in the American evening, they've broadcast in Armenian and Spanish on 9965 between 0200 and 0245 daily. That's according to the recently updated IB schedules. There is an emergency welfare net concerning Lebanon, according to CQ magazine. posted on the UDXF list and also on the BDX list. Frequency 14305, the Arab Amateur Radio Emergency Service. Some Saudi stations have been heard on it, such as HZ1ZH, who was calling OD5QB in Lebanon, language not mentioned. I would assume Arabic, but possibly there is some English involved as well. Brian Crow in Pennsylvania notes there's increased traffic on one of the major aeronautical frequencies used by the U.S. Air Force, 11175 USB. For more about monitoring the situation, Sheldon Harvius published a special edition of his Radio HF Internet newsletter. You can request a copy from him for free, info@radiohf.ca. The Guardian reported, via Mike Barraclough, Israeli forces have resurrected the old Voice of Lebanon radio station, once operated by Israel's military ally in the South Lebanon Army, before it was defeated by Hezbollah in 2000. Previously funded by Israel, 103.7 FM is once again broadcasting the Israeli line. Also check this week's feature article at medianetwork.nl. Entitled, Sounds of Destruction and Hate, Listening to the Lebanon-Israel Conflict on Shortwave and Web Radio. Walt Salmoni from Victoria spent another few days vacationing on the Queen Charlotte Islands of British Columbia. And among his many DX items from there, he's confirmed that Radio France International's English broadcast at 14 UT is indeed heard on 7220. That's believed to be transmitted from Chita in Siberia. And it's possibly the only frequency currently in use for this English broadcast, and thus rather difficult to hear elsewhere in North America. Actually, they were off frequency, which is quite unusual. He measured it on 7220.43 on July 20th. The government of India overreacted to something unsavory on someone's blog and put a blockade on many different blogs. Babul Gogoi on DX India says, go to this site to learn how to bypass the Indian government's blockade. It's tools, T-O-O-L-S, dot superhit, dot I-N. Sound of Hope, and consequently Chi-Com jamming, seems to have abandoned the 14 megahertz band to the relief of hams. It's now being heard again mostly on 17350. I hear it from time to time during the 1300 UT hour. But instead of using the first program of China National Radio, they switched over to Firedrake, continuous music jamming instead. In the NASA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, who's currently editing it, reports on another clandestine for China, Minghui Radio, or Tan Shui being the transmitter site in Taiwan, heard on 11700 between 15 and 16 UT in Mandarin Chinese. On July 22nd, he said Chinese opera jamming increased in volume and intrusiveness as the hour went on, until the signal was barely audible at the end. He then did some research about who's backing this particular station. It is Falun Gong, which, of course, are banned in China. Thanks to its rescheduling to what is a waking hour for me, as we mentioned last week, the Sea Breeze program about Japanese kidnap by North Korea has been well heard here at 13 to 1330 UT on 9485. It had been fairly reliably in the English language on Tuesdays, but wouldn't you know it, not this week on July 25th. I did learn, however, that it is properly pronounced in Japanese, shiokaze, and not shiokaze, as I had been saying. From the Queen Charlotte's, Walt Salmoniv was also able to confirm their other broadcast at 2030 UT on 9785. However, on July 24th, Zacharias Liangas in Greece was hearing that after 2100. I'm not positive that's the same program. BBC Monitoring forwards this from the Japanese news agency Kyodo, July 25th. NHK says it plans to cut radio programs in Italian, German, Swedish, and Malay and shift emphasis to TV programs for its international services, the first reduction in the number of languages used on its programs. Currently 22 languages. Reductions are scheduled to take effect in October of next year. Shortwave for Europe, excluding Russia, and for North America and Hawaii will also be trimmed, according to NHK. French will be limited to Africa and Spanish to Latin America. More than 100 mega yen will be saved as a result of these reductions and will be used to increase programs in English. However, Kai Ludwig in Germany remarks, can it be ruled out that trimming is just an elaborate word for an entire cancellation? I wouldn't be surprised if they plan to take English and Japanese off shortwave for Europe and North America altogether, considering that shortwave to Europe in all other languages are to cease. Unfortunately, the German programs of Radio Japan are believed to be rather popular. In New Zealand, the X Times, Brian Clark reports hearing the Catholic Radio Network, Papua New Guinea, June 15th at 0838, rather far off frequency, measured on 4961.07. He says a poor signal, much reduced in quality, with religious talk in Pidgin. Last week's report that the Aboriginal station in Northern Territory, Australia, might be back on shortwave has been confirmed. According to the website, www.ards.com.au/radio.htm, across northeast Arnhem Land on HF Radio 5050 kilohertz, along with all their AM and FM frequencies. The best time to hear it in North America, as previously reported, when there's little interference, is at 0910 UT. A press release from ABC via BBC Monitoring and Media Networks says, from July 3rd, Radio Australia is moving from shortwave broadcasting to online technology and local FM to develop new audiences in Vietnam and Cambodia. Cambodian broadcasts will revolve around successful placement of Khmer content on third-party FM platforms in Cambodia. In Vietnam, the declining popularity of shortwave and the surging demand for online services has opened the path for a live, interactive Australia-Vietnam info and cultural exchange web portal. It's at www.bayvut.com. I can't help but wondering if there is already in Vietnam a greater demand for Radio Australia on internet than on shortwave. If that's the case, or Radio Australia believes it is, more and more languages may be taken off analog shortwave until nothing is left. So what about the Khmer and Vietnamese broadcasts? They have already been cancelled, according to DX Mix News in Bulgaria of July 25th. Hams and American Samoa have been pushing the ARRL for a long time to grant separate country status for DXCC purposes to Swains Island, S-W-A-I-N apostrophe S, which is part of American Samoa, but quite a distance away. And it's finally been granted as of July 22nd. The prefix is Kilo Hotel 8. And a brief inaugural de-expedition was to get underway this week using the call sign KH8SI, as in Swains Island. That news from ARRL via John Norfolk. Radio Free Asia has a new QSL card, the 11th in a series. This one honors Guglielmo Marconi, and it's distributed between July 1st and August 31st. According to Andrew Janicek of RFA, the DSWCI DX window. American Forces Network, AFN, has been looking into changing its programming on radio, and a press release from DOD July 5th says that AFN will cease broadcasting play-by-play sports on radio later this summer. It seems they think that with games on television, radio is unnecessary, although not everybody in the military can keep their eyes on a TV set. In fact, many of the regular ball games apparently are already canceled. They have a contract to continue broadcasting until September 9th, when there's the NASCAR Nextel Cup race from Richmond. And the Senate Media Network says the real reason for ending play-by-play coverage is surely as much about saving money as about the size of the audience. You're listening to the 1,323rd World of Radio. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Standard disclaimer, our thanks this week for financial support go to Bill Lauterbach. Jeff White points out that WRMI's program schedule is dynamic, which means one of our World of Radio broadcasts was suddenly replaced by something else. We're no longer heard Sundays at 22:30. The new program, however, is interesting. It's in Spanish, Tierra de Gracia, and it's not Cuban, but it's about Venezuela. That's on 9955 plus the webcast. Another change, one of the repeats of Aventura de Exista, Saturday at 23:45 UT on the same, has been replaced by another DX program from Latin America, Monitor de X, produced by Daniel Camporini in Argentina. Years ago, it was carried by TWR in Bonaire. Apparently, it's more about radio history than radio news. Following up last week's item about a Fort Worth TV station claiming that WRNO Worldwide is on the air on shortwave, this from Dan Brown near Boston, Massachusetts, who actually visited the transmitter's site in New Orleans, his hometown, on July 10th. No one was home. It was apparent that no RF can emit from this location, as the feed line from the transmitter building to the log periodic antenna was broken and lying on the ground. This damage appears to have existed before Hurricane Katrina. Furthermore, he says, no blowers were operating, the grass was overgrown but may have been mowed more than a month ago. An RF unit, could be a high-power cavity, filter or something, was lying on the ground outside the rear of the transmitter shack, probably part of the old Harris transmitter. I also saw the old feed line for the studio transmitter link antenna draped over a tower guy line, as they must have removed the STL antenna when the station was sold. However, the shortwave antenna only seems to need minor repairs. Here's a paying job made for a DXing enthusiast. Patrick Griffith posted this on the IRCA list. I noticed that the FCC is advertising for telecommunications specialists based in the Enforcement Bureau, Spectrum Enforcement Division, High Frequency Direction Finding Center in Columbia, Maryland. It says they're filling two vacancies. The job entails remote control operation of their nationwide network of radio direction finding equipment. Sounds like a fun job for a radio enthusiast. There was a big storm in St. Louis on the evening of July 19th. Some major damage to KTRS 550. It has four self-supporting broadcast towers across the river in Madison, Illinois, actually, and two of them were toppled by the storm. The station soon got an emergency authorization from the FCC to remain on the air at reduced power and non-directional instead of directional, protecting Cincinnati. So now they're running 1,250 watts. Thanks to Ken Kopp for that news. Via DX Listening Digest, Will Martin in St. Louis says his home was without power for a couple of days, and he has a lengthy critique of how the emergency was handled or mishandled by the broadcast media. For some time, there's been an unusual FM station in Florence, Arizona, near Phoenix, KCDX 103.1. It's run by a guy called Ted Tucker, Jr., and he doesn't have any commercials on it, even though it's a commercial license, and it runs rock music, some old favorites, I think. Quite popular, and people are wondering how in the world he affords to run the station without advertising. Well, now he's added another similar station in the Tucson market. It's KRDX. I like those call signs on 98.5, according to a July 4th story in the Arizona Daily Star via Kevin Redding, ABDX. IBOC Digital Buzz is invading even Oklahoma. For some time, we've had it on WWLS 640. And recently, I've noticed it's on another Oklahoma City station, KTOK 1000, where that buzz on 990 and 1010 interfering with adjacent signals. And furthermore, a couple of Tulsa stations running it now, according to Bruce Winkleman on the ABDX list, KTBZ, the Sports Buzz, appropriately on 1430, and KAKC on 1300. I see Ibiquity also lists another one there that might be having it, 1380 KMUS. An FCC public notice of July 12th lists a number of Oklahoma stations which have had their licenses canceled and their call signs deleted, including two I can hear if they're on the air, KALV 1430 in Alva and KUSH 1600 in Cushing. Well, guess what? I do hear them. They are still on the air. It seems FCC terminology of cancellation and deletion does not mean what it sounds like. Several people have explained to me these stations have only been suspended until they get their license renewal straightened out. For the past few months, we've been wondering about the identity of the harmonica player we've been hearing on Radio Canada International every half hour or so, filling about a minute of airtime. It's very enjoyable music, but we never get to hear an entire piece, since the fill portions are so short. Now, thanks to Bill Westenhaver at RCI for sending along the liner from the CD explaining all about it. It's not Larry Adler, as I had guessed, but instead, of course, a Canadian. Claude Garden, G-A-R-D-E-N, also spelled in the French manner Jardin. There are 11 different tracks, mostly well-known classical composers, but three of them, likely to be unfamiliar, are his own compositions. Also accompanied on different tracks by other instrumentalists, harp, piano, oboe, and cello. The title of the CD from 1991 is Tender Harmonica Stories. Roberto Gomez posts on the condish list a story from a Mexican publication, El Universal, by Gabriel Sosa Plata, that Mexico will choose the European digital radio standard. Apparently this is not totally finalized yet, but it seems that Mexico will adopt both the European Eureka 147, which operates on L-band, and the U.S. IBOC HD system for stations along the border, since they have large audiences in the U.S. Terry Kruger in Florida says he stumbled upon an anti-Castro program on a small station in Indian Rocks Beach, Florida, WXYB 1520. It's an old-school anti-Castro group called MIM, Movimiento Insurreccional Martiano. Saturday, July 8th, between 2 and 4 p.m. local time. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has been finding all kinds of neat things about radio transmitter sites by employing Google Earth, including about Cuba itself. He says the Bauta shortwave site appears to have had all its curtain antennas removed, so it could be that nothing at all originates from there anymore, not even Rebelde on 5025 kilohertz. The newer and primary Radio Havana shortwave site is at a place called Quivican, Q-U-I-V-I-C-A-N. He counted 21 tall shortwave masts there and two medium-wave arrays of four towers each. And he adds that the curtain arrays are somewhat unusual in that the masts are of a design, presumably designed to withstand hurricane-force winds. Eric Kuya in Denmark sends us a clip of Radio Rebelde, opening at 0300 UT on 6120. So now it's confirmed this is its own external service alongside Radio Havana, which is only for external broadcasting, because this particular hour of Radio Rebelde says it's for Central America. A program called Ventanas Rebelde, especially for our compatriots in Central America and the Caribbean. More about that new Peruvian, Radio Universal in Cusco. It's now been DX'd by Miguel Castellino in Mendoza, Argentina, reporting to Conexión Digital, July 15th at 11.03 with newscast, slightly off frequency, measured on 6089.1. And that time would also be our best chance to hear it in North America, signing on at 1100. Much more of a challenge here, but heard in Uruguay was an Argentine third harmonic on 3780 of Radio Revivir from 1260 kilohertz, reported by Horacio Negro on the Kundish list at 0900 UT. There's some discussion in DX Listening Digest about the unfortunate collision between Argentina and Morocco on 15345. Argentina being slightly off frequency, so there's always a heterodyne. The thing is, Argentina cannot change frequency, while Morocco could, and it would be to both stations' advantage to have clear signals, especially in Europe. More to last week's report that Transworld Radio has got a license for their new medium-wave station in Benin on 1566 kHz. Their press release, however, says it's scheduled to begin broadcasting next April, so those who think they may have already heard it are apparently mistaken. And there's been a great deal of interest in last week's report that Niger, La Voix du Sahel, is again active on 9705. It does vary slightly down to 9704, making it even harder to separate from Ethiopia, using the same frequency much of the time. Posted on the BDX list, Guido Schrottmans in Belgium recorded the beginning and end of an Arabic program segment, 1740 to 1755 UT, even though Arabic is not a major language in Niger. Christer Brunström in Sweden notes they have French at 1900. Now, they were scheduled to have English on Sundays only at 2000. However, This has been unconfirmed by Krister Brunstrom. No English heard on Sunday the 23rd. It was also fascinating to hear from John Staniforth in the UK, who says, I lived within 1 kilometer of their transmitter site from 1999 to 2002. At that time, 9705 was so weak you could hear interference just across the fields from the station. He listened to the new broadcast between 22 and 23 and says it did not sound like La Voix du Sahel, something in French with a different accent. What could it be? The ABCDX, Finn Krona in Denmark, reports listening to Radio Free Southern Cameroon's Sunday broadcast July 16th at 1805 to 1845 on 15695. It is in English, and they said that when the Southern Cameroons becomes independent, the country will be known as the Republic of Ambazania. That's spelled A-M-B-A-Z-A-N-I-A. Wolfgang Büschel says this transmission is via Armavir in Russia. Glenn Swiderski, chief electronic technician of the LBA Group in Greenville, North Carolina, says, my company has sold to Angola 2 shortwave transmitters, 25 kilowatts each, made by Elcor in Costa Rica. One is for 4950 only, the other is for 7245 and 11955. They are pulse-step modulated. I finished giving the customer training. It appears the antennas are going to be dipoles. The shipment should be on its way there in the next 30 days. So keep an ear on those frequencies of Radio Nacional Angola for better signals or reactivations. A BBC monitoring item of May 22nd via clandestine radio watch says about Angola, UNITA president has disclosed plans to have Radio Despertar, which means awake, go on the air within the next 2 months to replace the former Voice of the Resistance of the Black Cockerel, or Vorgon, UNITA's official station during the war years. No frequency mentioned. Now, Vorgon was on shortwave, but I suspect the new one will not be, and those 2 months have now elapsed. Following up the recent report that Zambia was planning to replace shortwave with FM, Chris Hambly in Victoria, Australia says, as of July 23rd, I have not heard their 4910 frequency for the last few days, checking around 1900. So have they already given up shortwave, or is this just another outage? DX Mix News Bulgaria reports that Radio Mustakbal has deleted its shortwave service via the UAE. This is one of the U.S. NGOs. It's in the Somali language, but primarily for Ethiopia. They had been using 15515 between 06 and 0815 UT, daily except Sundays and Fridays. And just in from Christopher Lewis in England, Iran's 7540 relay via Lithuania has been missing for a few days due to a technical problem, but should return, including English at 1930. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 25th, solar activity very low to low, geomagnetic field mostly quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 August 1st, as low as 5 and 2 on July 29th, August 4th and 5th, 12th and 13th, and 15th to 20th. Solar flux dipping from 80 July 26th to August 3rd to 70 on August 8th to 15th. And so concludes another World of Radio number 1323. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.